Good evening. Tonight we are talking about successfully reaching or completing the goals or visions or the resolution that we made for the year 2020. The text we will use tonight are Habakkuk 2nd chapter verses 2 and 3, 1 Kings 19 verses 9 through 13, beginning with Habakkuk 2nd chapter. Then the Lord told me, I will give you my message in the form of a vision. Write it clearly enough to be read at a glance. At the time I have decided, my words will come true. You can trust what I say about the future. It may take a long time, but keep on waiting. It will happen. Write the vision plain. Today, people are using what is called a vision board. And this board is a collection of pictures and words that are posted on a board illustrating what they want to accomplish, they want to achieve or acquire, some goal or task that they want to complete. But first, one must identify what it is that you want to accomplish. To do that, you must look within and ask yourself some questions. One big question is, why are you here? God asked Elijah that question in 1 Kings. 1 Kings 19 chapter 9 through 13 verse. While Elijah was on Mount Sinai, the Lord asked, Elijah, why are you here? He answered, Lord God all-powerful, I've always done my best to obey you, but your people have broken their solemn promise to you. They have torn down your altars and killed all your prophets except me, and now they are even trying to kill me. Go out and stand on the mountain, the Lord said. I want you to see me when I pass by. All at once, a strong wind shook the mountain and shattered the rocks. But the Lord was not in the wind. Next, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. Then there was a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. Finally, there was a gentle breeze. And when Elijah heard it, he covered his face with his coat. He went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. The Lord asked Elijah, why are you here? And he again answered, Lord God all-powerful, I have always done my best to obey you, but your people have broken the solemn promise to you. They have torn down your altars and killed all your prophets except me, and now they are trying to kill me. Three things. Number one, Elijah was told to go out and stand on the mountain. The Lord said, I want you to see me when I pass by. I want you to see me when I pass by. What does this have to do with anything? Your vision board is so important that it should be easily seen as you pass by. And it should be positioned such that you pass by it several times a day. Point number two. Finally, there was a gentle breeze. And when Elijah heard it, he went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Your vision board should speak to you. It should grab your attention ever so subtly as you just the first glance you take, and actually each glance you take, it should whisper to you. Your vision board should grab your attention, fill you with a joy or an anticipation each time that you look at it. An excitement should rise up in you. If that happens, you know that that is your vision, that is your purpose. My third point, the Lord gave Elijah detailed instructions on what to do, when to do, and why to do it. Elijah, you can go back to the desert near Damascus, and when you get there, appoint Hazael to be king of Syria, then appoint Jehu to be king of Israel, and Elisha to take your place as my prophet. Hazael will start killing the people who worshiped Baal. Jehu will kill those who escaped from Hazael, and Elisha will kill those who escaped from Jehu. But 7,000 Israelites have refused to worship Baal, and they will live. So you will need to know what activities are involved in reaching your vision, when each part needs to be done, why and how, what are their significance to you obtaining or achieving your vision. You see, God had work for Elijah to do, but some things had to be done first, some house cleaning, if you will. Identify the vision or goal. Write it down. Why are you here? Will help you isolate things that are important, that help you or hinder you in reaching your goals or realizing the vision. You will write them down, then systematically work on getting things in order so that you can focus on your vision. A couple of other helpful questions. Where are you going? Where did you come from? Again, focusing on you, trying to identify your purpose and anything that could potentially help or hurt your efforts in achieving your vision. Some things you will have to let go. Some things you will put aside for a later date or make them a secondary goal. So, take a deep breath, take your time, and start writing. There are no set rules. Do what is best for you. Get a notebook or a journal and have at it. To illustrate, I'm going to walk you through my thought processes as I put my vision in writing, making it plain. My vision for 2020, the primary thing that I hope to achieve is to grow the podcast and radio program. The plan is to produce and post 96 programs during 2020. That equates to 8 shows a month or 2 shows a week. Each program requires major steps. I have to make a decision on the subject matter, the content, then research, writing the script, recording, editing, uploading or live broadcast, promote, secure sponsorships or advertisers, and in cases of the live program, if we're going to have guests, they have to be identified and invited. Now, based on my current level of activities, I can allow approximately 84 hours a week to these tasks. That equates to 12 hours a day available for program development and production. My vision board is a 4-foot by 3-foot tall yearly calendar with multicolored stickers placed on the dates posting is to take place. I'm old school. I will be using a PERT chart to determine how long to do each task and a Gantt chart to gauge my progress along the way. I have identified a second activity which I must decide how to handle. My options are to total eliminate it or to find a way to turn it into an asset to benefit my primary goal. I have a list in writing of equipment and other housekeeping things I will need to do as I move forward. That's it. Today is the day. Make every moment count. Don't get discouraged. Don't get overwhelmed. Believe in yourself. Write down your vision. Writing it down makes it real to you. It's more than a dream because you've laid it out with planned steps and actions that are needed to get it done by a date you've chosen. This is your vision, your primary focus. Guard it jealously. Let nothing or no one hinder your vision. If it rains, look for the rainbow. There will always be obstacles. It's up to you to find the way around, over, or through them. When it's dark, look for stars. There is always someone to help shine a light along the path, should you need one. Just ask. Do what makes you the best you that you can be, what stirs your soul. This is Evelyn Bowding. My purpose is to help make the vision plain. My vehicles are Let's Talk with Evelyn Bowding, podcast and radio programs. My gift is the ability to listen and hear the what is being said behind the words, and to use my voice to share it with those who would listen. I invite you to join our list of listeners for email notifications of the live broadcast only. Just send me an email, ewbowden@hotmail.com. E as in Evelyn, W as in Win, B as in Boy, O as in Orange, W as in Win, D as in Dog, E as in Evelyn, N as in Neighbor, @hotmail.com. The on-air call numbers are 563-999-3494. Do join us again. Thank you for listening.